This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The CPI was released by the feds this morning. It shows consumer prices rose 5% in the year-to-year through March and continues to not give Americans any financial relief. Excluding food and energy prices, the core CPI increased 5.6% year-to-year. As the United States and the Philippines are holding their largest ever joint military drills a day after China concluded large-scale exercise around Taiwan, the escalation of tensions continue. The Chinese released a statement saying, Tsai Ing-wen brought danger to Taiwan. Tsai Ing-wen almost completely sided with the United States, pushing Taiwan into stormy seas. Washington criticized China's display of firepower as disproportionate, while Taiwan President Tsai said it was irresponsible and she has the right to visit the United States. 53 of America's most secret documents have been leaked to online websites. Roughly 5,000 people have access to the documents, and White House officials have no answers yet. Coordinator for Strategic Communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby.
We're all working at this very, very hard. We'd like to get answers as quickly as we can so we can find out, where this breach occurred. But I don't know. And I think it would be foolish for anybody to try to guess how long that's going to take.
The Biden administration is laying out plans to disrupt the flow of deadly fentanyl into the United States.
The plan includes issuing sanctions to financially cripple the illegal drug syndicates in Mexico and ramping up efforts to target money laundering activity related to drug trafficking. The White House is also calling on Congress to permanently classify fentanyl-related substances as Schedule I drugs. More than 70,000 Americans died in 2021 from fentanyl overdoses. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Boston Bruins made National Hockey League history with their recent 63rd victory, the most wins in a regular season. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're worried about your finances in these uncertain times, you're not alone.
58% of Americans say they live paycheck to paycheck, or nearly 6 in 10, according to a new survey from CNBC Momentive. That survey also found that 70% are stressed about their personal finances. Why? Well, another 60% of respondents say inflation is the reason for their financial woes, no matter their income bracket. I'm John Schaefer.
Airstrikes by Myanmar's military on their own people Tuesday killed as many as 100 people, including many children who were attending a ceremony held by opponents of army rule. The military is increasingly using airstrikes to strike at opponents against its rule, which began in February of 2021 when it seized power from the elected government. A witness is claiming a fighter jet dropped bombs directly onto a crowd of people who were gathering at 8 a.m. for the opening of a local office of the country's opposition movement near Pazigi Village. Police body cam footage of Monday's Louisville bank shooting was released yesterday.
The footage shows officers moving in to engage the suspect while encountering heavy fire. It captures the moment police opened fire themselves, killing the 25-year-old gunman. Police say after he killed five people and injured over half a dozen, he laid in wait in the lobby for police to arrive and started shooting at them. Two officers are among those injured, and one remains in critical condition after being shot in the head. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thank you, Skip. Lance Pry, USA News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, America, as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And as we admonish you, make it your knowledge, okay? Own your own knowledge. Don't just rely on us. I mean, hopefully any of the conversations we have with these brilliant experts that we bring on every day for your benefit, that it encourages you to do a deeper dive. Don't be a bumper sticker, okay? We know what a bumper sticker looks like and what the results are. You have to have a lot more thickness than a bumper sticker, especially in today's America, to offset the narrative, the false narrative that's out there. Now, I say that, and you can challenge me. Say, Bill, what do you mean false narrative? I don't know. I mean, you hear what's coming out of the White House. The press secretary says that Joe Biden has been the most transparent. He's had more conversations with the press than Barack Obama or Donald Trump combined. I don't know how she figures that number. That is outlandish. And I understand that there are some people will take that on face value and they'll take that statement to the bank. I'm sorry. Help me understand and help me see how Joe Biden, who has been really Bunker Biden, you know, throughout throughout his campaign and including his presidency, refusing to answer questions. And here we are dealing with the looming threat of communist China. Scott Powell is with us. He's a member of the Committee on the Present Danger, China, and senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. Scott, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thank you, Bill.
Well, I open up talking about China because we've got serious problems here in River City. You know, I wake up every morning and I'm looking for an update as to what's going on in Taiwan. This is beyond saber rattling. I mean, this is a serious game, and it's not even a game of chicken. I mean, we're in a very tenuous situation, a dangerous situation that could find us in a nuclear conflict here really quick.
Well, I don't know about the nuclear conflict. I sure hope not. I mean, that, you know, that's crossing a threshold that from which horrible things could happen, and I think both sides recognize that. But the reality is that, you know, we don't have the moral authority that we once had. I mean, if we had that moral authority, we would be proclaiming to the world that the Taiwanese have to determine their own fate. It is not Beijing that just simply says that you're part of our country and we're bringing you back. you know, we have to defend the Taiwanese people's right to choose
right.
what kind of government they want.
Scott, help us remember a bit. I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but, you know, for the audience, help us remember how we got here. What was the intent? Why is it that China believes that Taiwan, just as they did with Hong Kong, that it should be part of China?
Well, it all goes back to World War II, and when the you know, the Japanese invaded China, and there was a major war. There were two factions. There was Mao Zedong's faction, mm-hmm. And he led the Communist Party, and they led some resistance. And then there was the Kuomintang that was led by Chiang Kai-shek, and he was a believer in freedom, in a democratic. His vision was a democratic government, mm-hmm. But Mao's forces became sort of the dominant forces, and the Chinese were, you know, Chiang Kai-shek was really looking to America to, you know, to take a stand for freedom, and his government. But the United States chose the easier way out at that time, which was to, I believe, basically greenlight Mao Zedong, and so Chiang Kai-shek fled to the island of Formosa, which is Taiwan, with all of his people. And these were freedom-loving people, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they settled. So Taiwan was born out of the World War II conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never really granted nation-state status, because Mao made claims that it was really part of China. But the Taiwanese were very firm and determined, and of course the free market system that they adopted was, you know, benefited them greatly. They prospered mm-hmm. far more than the mainland did, and of course that makes them even more the apple of the communist China's eye. I would mm-hmm. remind the audience that Taiwan it manufactures some 75% of the
chips,
of the semiconductors
yeah.
that are found. These are the commodity semiconductors. They are mm-hmm. they found a niche in the global markets by being a semiconductor manufacturer. So they don't design the chips. Those are designed by engineers largely in other countries, in Korea, a lot in America. There are quite a number of very sophisticated semiconductor companies, Qualcomm being one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that NVIDIA, Advanced Micro Devices may do some manufacturing there, but there's quite a number of companies, leading companies in the artificial intelligence world, and in the advanced semiconductors. Taiwan manufactures over 90% of all the semiconductors used in the world.
Wow.
So artificial intelligence applications, sophisticated networking, high-end phones like the Apple phones that use Qualcomm chips, they're all made in Taiwan. So the fall of Taiwan to China would be an enormous blow to the world economy. So, you know, if we don't take a stand here, where do you take a stand? You want to stand for freedom with the Taiwanese people, but you also want to be sure that this most important economic sector is not taken over by the communists.
Mm-hmm. Well, Scott, we're at a point where America's leadership has been so compromised. I mean, we're back to hearing the echoes of Marco Rubio that our enemies no longer fear us and our allies no longer trust us. And this seems to become more and more obvious as whether it's Saudi Arabia, now Brazil, even France, meeting with President Xi, cozying up with the communists, even our own elected officials that are elite captured. And they speak so reverently of communism and, you know, China's form of governance. This is the America that we live in today. And as Donald Trump pointed out last night, and before him, there were our founding fathers that said if we lost our democracy, it was going to be from the inside out, not the outside in. And this seems to be the case right now. We got about 20 seconds left, Scott.
I would remind listeners of the wisdom of John Adams, the second president of the United States. He said, and I quote him directly, "A constitution of government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored." He also said, "Liberty, once lost, is lost forever."
And the GTN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Scott Powell continues with us, a member of the Committee on the Present Danger, China, and senior fellow at Discovery Institute. The bottom line of all this, Scott, here we are, post-Easter. a time of new beginnings, the way God had unveiled this. I mean, this incredible gift that he has given us. And we need to decide whom we're going to serve and whom we're going to believe in. And I think it's quite interesting that this year especially, it is a Jubilee year. We've got Passover and Easter coming together in the same week. And to me, this is an opportunity for people of faith and people who may be even sitting on the fence to realize, okay, who are you going to believe in? Okay, this isn't a Democratic thing. This isn't, you know, Democratic Party thing or Republican Party thing. This is just getting back to the essence of, you know, of this promise that God has had given to the pilgrims. And this covenant, I believe, that God made with our founding fathers, that we would be that light on the hill. And just as he did with the children of Israel, as long as we honored that covenant commitment, it went well for us. But there has been a movement over the recent decades, and I don't mean like just in the last two or three. This has been going on for a while, frankly. This movement and the rise of evil that has come onto the scene, and as Jonathan Kahn has written about, the rise of the gods, this is all coming out. It's all madness. And the manifestation of it, clearly, with the increase of lawlessness, mental dysfunction, you know, suicide, this transsexual movement, LGBTQ movement, this is all in the face of God saying that God lied to us from the Garden of Eden going forward. That's really the bottom line. And you got to decide, okay, are you going to believe God or not believe God?
That's right. I mean, I think people are seeing evil in such ways that they've never seen before, at least in modern times. I mean, we would like to think that history is a history of progress, and in many ways it has been a history of progress. We think of, on the external, the physical, the scientific side, the standard of living, everything has made great progress, but the sin nature of man has made no progress, and without Jesus Christ, it can't make progress.
Right.
And I think that people are now seeing evil that they've never seen before. That is that, you know, children are now being abused, they're being manipulated, they're being used for a political agenda. Mm-hmm. The transgender movement is, on its face value, a repudiation of God's creation.
Yes.
And the results are just horrendous. You know, these kids who go through this so-called gender dysphoria then get manipulated, and if they go through with sex changes, suicide rates go way up. These people mm-hmm. can never have a happy life.
Exactly.
And we should all rise up as a nation and say no to this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that more and more people are seeing this and many other things that have no explanation except that there's a very powerful evil force at work,
mm-hmm.
and evil can only be combated by God's Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, and by the power of God. You know, we are told as Christians that when we call upon the name of Jesus, that we can drive demons out of society. We can stop evil in its tracks. And I think increasingly Christians need to be taking up that role mm-hmm. and speaking out firmly, because, you know, we don't have a choice now.
Right. Well, we really don't. And look what's happening to our kids. They're scarred for life. I mean, their lives are going to be destroyed because this is the cool thing to do right now. And there's no reversal. There's no reversal on this. I mean, they will be forever scarred. I mean, because it's not like all of a sudden you can take another pill, another, you know, concoction of chemicals and reverse the damage.
No, that's right. That's right. You know, God designed us to be the fulfillment of himself. I mean, we reflect God's image, male and female. And what a glorious image that is. And so if the starting point of our life is recognizing that and celebrating that and protecting that, we would stop this movement in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
This is craziness.
Yeah. Well, it requires and demands courage, Scott.
It
and
does.
This is where we are right now. Are we going to stand for the truth when it's not fashionable? You know, it's like I've said, that truth no longer is a defense. It's an offense. It offends people. And, you know, LGBTQ plus, you know, the trans community, they can't handle the truth. They're so ideologically fixed right now that they want to defy gravity. And there's not enough of us to say, look, you are doing something as simple as defying gravity. Go ahead, and you're going to jump, I know, but when you hit the ground, it's going to hurt. But it doesn't matter. They're insisting on defying common sense, defying gravity, because they have defied God. They want to say, God's not the boss of me. Okay, that's your choice. And just like it is our choice, people of faith, to say, look, you know, from this day forward, God is my God, and as far as that counts, you know, for me and my household, we will follow God. We are committed. And we all have a choice to make. And the challenge is today, Scott, is that, you know, it's not well enough that the trans and the LGBTQ community want their space. They demand that you be in their space as well. Well, no. You know, I'm sorry. Evil and good cannot cohabitate. We do right now for a season, because God said that there will be that time when wheats and tares are growing up together. And guess what? We are in the midst of this experience, wheats and tares. But you got to know who you are. Are you part of the tares? Or are you part of the wheat? From a spiritual concept. People who are spiritual understand what I'm talking about. Those that aren't, this is meaningless to them. But, you know, and I pray for them, because they are God's creation. God created them in his image, and they've decided to make a hard left and defy God. And I pray because you know, I defied God, Scott. I lived a part of my life where I just said, you know, I thought God would grade on the curve, and he let me live life on my own terms. And I got to that point when I realized my terms suck. That's really,
and you're raising,
you know.
You're raising such a key point to the whole story, is that, you know, God created us to find fulfillment, to find joy, meaning, relationships. You know, the ultimate relationship, of course, is the relationship between a man and a woman in marriage, giving birth to children, seeing God's creation, you know, in your own life and child rearing. This is amazing, and this, I think everybody wants to find meaning, fulfillment, and joy, and we just have to remind them that there is really, really only one way to do that, and that is to live according to God's principles. And when
exactly.
we do that, it's not confining. It mm-hmm. actually, we find a new freedom
exactly.
living that way. It's incredible. He wants us to be free.
Yeah. Well, that's why he sent his son. You see, that's the thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that is the ultimate, is that we would have freedom. And this is what Jesus gave us when he rose from the tomb. You imagine, if he didn't rise from the tomb and it was all a big lie, where would we be?
That's right.
You know, and all the apostles that were martyred except for one, what a waste. Not to mention just the apostles, but in throughout history, people who have died in the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus. Why? What a waste of life. But we know better for those of us who get it. And we pray that, look, at it, just like everything else, you know, just like after the first Easter, there was a time for the harvest. And I believe the time for the harvest is here amongst us right now.
I think we are in harvest time again.
Amen. One more time. Scott Powell, you're
Scott's
awesome.
Here.
Thank you.
Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn. It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. 53 of America's most secret documents have been leaked to online websites. Roughly 5,000 people have access to the documents, and White House officials have no answers yet. Coordinator for Strategic Communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby.
We're all working at this very, very hard. We'd like to get answers as quickly as we can so we can find out where this breach occurred. But I don't know. And I think it would be foolish for anybody to try to guess how long that's going to take.
As the United States and the Philippines are holding their largest ever joint military drills a day after China concluded large-scale exercise around Taiwan, the escalation of tensions continue. The Chinese released a statement saying, Tsai Ing-wen brought danger to Taiwan. Tsai Ing-wen almost completely sided with the United States, pushing Taiwan into stormy seas. Washington criticized China's display of firepower as disproportionate. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Looks like the Biden White House is courting TikTok stars because, they've got the TikTok stars, these influencers. They're in their back pocket. They have been very well propagandized, and they're going to support the cause for the Biden administration, and they're going to be in full force indoctrinating the young people of our nation who lean and count on TikTok as their source of information. Whether it has to do about their life, politics, relationships, there it is. And if you've viewed any part of these key influencers on TikTok, you go oy and vey. But the Biden White House, the reason they're there is because they were able to lead these young people, into voting for this president, and they feel like they're their ace in the hole, and they're counting on these TikTok stars to deliver this pro-Democrat message online amidst mountains of evidence that the Chinese Communist Tide app poses a serious national security threat. Here to talk more about it is Tim Graham. Tim is the executive editor for Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Tim, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Oh, I guess we're still waiting for him. We're on standby for him, so we'll keep addressing this issue. And so, as I mentioned, this is this next move that the Biden White House is not only to promote their current agenda, but certainly to set things up for 2024. Now, I understand it. I mean, this is their strategy, and what we need to do first of all is be aware of it. Number one, number two is to be armed with a defense, to be able, when you get in conversations with people who have been influenced by these
by these TikTok influencers. These are the same people that told our young people, remember, they were telling, oh, you had to get vaccinated. And now we find out that how dangerous this vaccine has become, especially for young people. But, oh, it was all so cool to talk about being vaccinated and going with the crowd and raising up the fear level, right? And so what kind of consequence is there for these people that just followed the crowd, that, you know, they were paid by the government to spout this narrative and put people in danger? Like, is anybody going to hold them into account? Or is it, it's just going to, you know, we're just going to continue to deal with it until at some point it does, you know, come into the crosshairs and people are waking up and saying, you lied to us. My friends died because they believed in you. And, you know, this will happen because when you think that you can evade the truth and lie to people, the truth will always come out. And when it does, it's like that, you know, I keep using that example of Pennzoil, you know, that Pennzoil ad says, well, you can pay me now or pay me later. And it's always when you pay later, it's much more complicated and much more expensive. And that's what is at risk here. Whether we're talking about the Teachers Association, I'm right on down, everybody that has participated in this misinformation, which is so incredible to me. You know, this Biden White House, you know, they talk about misinformation. Well, misinformation for them is anybody that doesn't see things the way they do. And I think conservatives are more willing and open to have a conversation with people on the left to say, help me understand. I really want to understand your viewpoint and where you're coming from. And then if we decide that we disagree, that's okay. We can have a healthy disagreement. But, you know, help me understand. And if it's worthy of convincing me, hey, I'm convinced. But as I've been saying repeatedly here, the dividing line, to me at least as Americans, is the Constitution. Are your ideas adding or taking away from the freedoms that are enumerated in our Constitution? Because most Americans, we've kind of taken the Constitution for granted. We don't read it, you know, and every time, you know, we do, if we ever do, then we go, wow, how brilliant. Well, no kidding. But if we were faithful to the Constitution, we'd have a better America than we have, you know, today. But we're off track right now. And a majority of Americans agree that we are on the wrong track. Well, how do you get on the right track? Well, let's go back to first principles. And part of our first principles is what's outlined in the U.S. Constitution. Let's be faithful to the Constitution, which pronounces liberty for all, not for some, not for some category, but for all. So how do we navigate that dynamic? How does LGBTQ+, the trans movement, how do they fit into the context of the Constitution to where their freedoms can be realized and our freedoms can still be realized? It's not one freedom, you know, trumping another, because then nobody has freedom. This is what it's coming down to. Do you understand that? It's that dynamic tension that is so critical that it requires wisdom, it requires leadership, it requires an open conversation and debate so that we can navigate around these challenges. As our founding father said, they will come. But what a document. I mean, you look at it and you go, wow. I mean, if this wasn't, to me, because I look at it from a spiritual context, and I believe the hand of God was all over the Constitution. And that, to me, that's what accommodates and helps me understand the brilliance of said document, is that the hand of God was on it. It's just phenomenal. But, you know, here it is, okay? It's designed, I believe, inspired. There is some inspiration and revelation in this document. And when we're faithful to it, it goes well for us. Look at it. And that's not to say that we've been perfect. But we have overcome a lot of things. We've worked things, you know, through the Civil War, other wars that have come up, and what we've done to rise to the challenges after World War I and World War II. And we've been off track, frankly, since then. The military-industrial complex, particular interests come into play. We've got pharmaceutical, medical, industrial. Everything has an industrial complex anymore. You notice that? They've all been fortified at our expense. At our expense. And what have we lost in the process? Right. Freedom. You're exactly right. That's what we've lost. And, you know, as Scott Powell said earlier, as John Adams said, you know, once you lose freedom, you never get it back. I mean, whew, think about that. And we know that because look at what we're doing. We're still living, if the truth be known, we're still living under the emergency authorization use powers of 9/11. That still goes on. Now, President Biden, a couple of days ago, finally ended the EAU for COVID, for COVID-19. So a little bit faster than expected, but that was because our Congress, our Republican-led Congress, you know, did their job and liberated us from all the things that were associated with the emergency use powers. Because whenever EAUs come into place, that's when government just, they're like Pac-Man. They come in and start grabbing and taking our authority and our freedoms away from us. But see, if you don't wise up and you're not smart enough, and I say smart enough, in such a way that you cannot be ignorant. I mean, one of the things I remember as a kid hearing that ignorance of the law was no excuse, remember? I don't know if you've ever heard that saying, but ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, you know, in a sense, that translates into our citizenship. We cannot be ignorant of the powers and authority that we have as citizens of America. As we've been saying, you know, the three most powerful words in that Constitution, oh, by the way, is we the people. Guess what? That means we are the boss of them. They're not the boss of us. They've turned the org chart upside down, and they want to be the boss of us. And guess what? Because we have remained ignorant, and we have not been students of our Constitution and ones to demand that our constitutional rights be played out by those that we elect in office, we have the America that we have today. How do you like that? Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It is 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma patients. Advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Abby Johnson here to talk about misoprostol, only abortions, and what they'll mean for women and the abortion industry. Of course, Abby is a former Planned Parenthood director in Texas, founder of And Then There Were None. Abby, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Abby, from day one, we realized the danger, the perniciousness of chemical abortions and a number of abortions that isn't even counted when we talk about the 63 million babies. And we seem to be stuck on the 63 million. Those numbers keep increasing, even though we had a reversal of Roe v. Wade, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, women are still, even in states like mine in Texas, where, you know, abortion is essentially illegal. Of course, women are still going to other states and getting abortions. And then, you know, you have women getting abortions mailed in through this chemical abortion or the medication abortion process. So women are still getting abortions. The numbers are down. Mm-hmm. They're pretty significantly down. But, you know, women still are going out of state. And they are still getting them mailed into their home.
Mm-hmm. And what this is about is pretty much the same thing as the issue of abortion. You know, whether it was Hillary Clinton, the Democrats would tell us time and again. Supreme Court judges would say, oh, it's rare, it's safe. And, of course, all these years later, we're finding out not so necessarily rare, not so necessarily safe. And this is why the organic movement, I believe, which you and I talked about last time, why this organic movement to get rid of abortion is that it is very dangerous. We know right off the bat, one person always dies or mostly dies in an abortion. Very rare is it an infant survives an abortion. But we know right off the bat the child is dead. But then what we don't know, because the industry is protected, but women are speaking out, and this is what has ignited this this groundswell and this organic movement, is women have come out and said, that idea that it's safe is not necessarily true. Look what it's done to me. And look at all the women that have, committed suicide, you know, post-abortion. The damage that is done has now been, an oral tradition that's out there that women are putting out there to protect other women, right?
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of course, the pro-abortion community, you know, is out there saying abortion is safe. You know, women are safe if they have abortions. And you know, while by and large that's true, the physical ramifications of abortion are generally small. You don't have a lot of women dying from you know, abortion, although you do have some, which, of course, they never talk about. They never talk about the women who are actually dying from legal abortion. What they never, ever talk about are the emotional ramifications of abortion, ever. They never talk about the fact that a woman is six times, you know, there's a greater chance, six times greater risk of a woman having committing suicide. They never talk about the fact that there's, you know, greater risk for depression, anxiety, eating disorders, all of these, you know, other serious mental side effects after having an abortion. They never talk about that. You know, what they say is that there's no risk after having an abortion. And we know that's not true. We know that from anecdotal testimony from women. And what's interesting is that they completely dismiss anecdotal testimony when it comes to abortion. But any other anecdotal testimony that benefits them and their movement, they believe without question.
Yeah, without doubt. I mean, case in point, look at the trans movement. How much anecdotal information for less than 2% of the country is driving this narrative and causing companies to, abandon their brands? I mean, it is amazing what is happening. But, Abby, let's talk specifically about these chemical abortions, because people really, this is amazing to me. We start out that it's going to be safe and rare, and now we can mail order abortion pills without any supervision, medical supervision. Just do it if you want to say in the convenience of your own home or apartment. And boy, the stories that I've heard from women who have participated in these mail order abortion pills, it's a nightmare.
It is. It's extremely dangerous, Bill. So we're talking about women who have not seen a physician or any sort of medical provider, which means they have not had an ultrasound. They do not know how far along they are in their pregnancy. They don't even know if the medication abortion is going to work for them, because they could be, you know, far too along in their pregnancy for these pills to even be effective. They don't even know if the pregnancy is in the uterus. So they could have an ectopic pregnancy.
Exactly.
They could have a pregnancy in their fallopian tube. You take these medications and have an ectopic pregnancy, and a woman may die.
So
this is very, very concerning. Women are taking these pills in rural areas. They could be, you know, anywhere from an hour to 2 hours away from an emergency room. They could hemorrhage and bleed to death within an hour or 2 hours. They could have a uterine rupture, and, you know, hour to 2 hours, that's enough time for them to die
from
blood loss. So this is very dangerous. It's very scary for women. There's already been a death from these protocols in Canada. It was a young girl that died just a few weeks ago. I, you know, believe that there will be many, many more deaths. I believe there have been already deaths. Because of mail-in chemical abortions, but they're not coded properly in our coding system in hospitals. The ICD-10 codes that hospitals use, that doctors use, do not properly code abortion deaths and abortion complications. So I believe that there have been deaths, but I believe that they're covered up by our current coding system.
We're talking with Abby Johnson. She is the founder of And Then There Were None, former Planned Parenthood director in Texas. Abby, explain to our audience, we've got about 4.5 minutes left here, following the decision of U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek for the Northern District of Texas to pull mifepristone from the market. Basically, if I understand this, there are two pills, I guess, that are involved in a chemical abortion, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So the first one is mifepristone, like you said, and that actually causes the baby to die. So that pill, the starves the baby of progesterone. Progesterone is essentially food for a baby, so it starves the baby of progesterone. The baby dies. The second set of pills are called misoprostol. Those pills is what actually causes the uterus to contract and the woman expels the baby at home. So now this district judge has banned misoprostol, which is the first part of the medication abortion regimen. So the pro-life movement is, you know, they're saying, oh, you know, and I'm part of the pro-life movement, but a lot of the pro-life movement, they're out here saying, oh, this is a victory, and now chemical abortions are no longer allowed. But that's just simply not true. Mm-hmm. Chemical abortions will continue, and they will continue without using the mifepristone. So they will continue without using that first pill, and they will only use the second pill, the misoprostol. So what will happen is women will come in. They will not take the mifepristone. That will not be allowed. That will be banned. They will give the woman, they will give these women four misoprostol tablets. They will go home. They will insert those misoprostol tablets vaginally. Inserting them vaginally, right now they're taking them orally, but since the mifepristone is no longer part of the equation, they're going to have them insert them vaginally so that they'll work faster. And essentially, now you're dealing with a live baby. At the time of the abortion, the baby will be alive. Oh. And women will expel this baby alive. And the shock to the uterus is very, very intense. Inserting the pills vaginally, there's a significant risk of uterine perforation, uterine rupture. And still expel the baby at home. And using a misoprostol only regimen is more dangerous than using the two-step regimen. And ultimately, removing mifepristone from the abortion process, the chemical abortion process, also removes the ability to reverse the chemical abortion process. So right now, we have taken great effort in the pro-life movement to develop a process called abortion pill reversal. And that is when a woman takes the first pill and we can reverse it through high doses of progesterone. And now that we no longer have the mifepristone available, we can no longer reverse that abortion pill's effect. Mm-hmm. And so now we have essential ability as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Abby, this right now is it's basically a stay, isn't it? I mean, this this has been we've got another court that's involved that is kind of saying time out and study this. So we only got about a minute left here. So this is still playing itself out, correct?
It is. It's still playing itself out. And I hope to be able to be in contact with some of these attorneys. I hope that the attorneys will listen to those of us who have worked in the abortion industry, like myself, who are now pro-life, because we are trying to talk to them to say, look, this is not going to have the effect that you think it's going to. This is not going to end chemical abortion.
Well, Abby, I appreciate you coming on and giving us the information and updating us. I look forward for more updates in the weeks and the months to come. Thank you for fighting the good fight for life. Appreciate it. Abby Johnson, former Planned Parenthood director in Texas, founder of And Then There Were None.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As you're